Actually, I'm showing my roommate's a New Zealander. It's all going very, very well. Except for the other day when he discovered I was using his toothbrush. Well, to be honest, I wasn't quite sure how to get all the sand and dirt out of my running shoes after playing frisbee. Now, I read this article actually about Australia, funny enough, and I don't know if any of you know, but the boomerang is actually Australia's biggest export. It's quite surprising. What was less surprising to me was it's also its biggest import. Actually, did I tell that joke in... Oh, so it's just coming back to me now. Yeah. So anyway, a sign goes up outside a Glasgow police station, Glasgow, Scotland, Glasgow police station, and it says, wanted for murder. The next day, 200 Scotsmen apply. Okay, so the other thing that happened, funny enough, was that an Irishman, he went to the doctor, and chatting away, and after a while, the doctor says, look, I can't find anything wrong with you. I think it must be the drink. And the Irishman says, okay, no problem, I'll come back in the morning when you're sober. There's another Irishman, and he's been he's up in court actually for bank robbery, armed robbery, and assault. And there's a big long case, and at the end the judge says, "Okay, I find you innocent of this crime." At which case the Irishman, he jumps up, and he says, "Does that mean I get to keep all the money?" So anyway, this lady, she goes to the doctor, and she says, "Doctor, I think I'm addicted to Twitter." The doctor says, "Sorry, I don't follow you." My doctor thinks I'm paranoid. Well, he hasn't told me yet, but I know he's thinking it. Anyway, I was walking along the other day, and this guy came running across the street, and he walks up to me and says, oh, I'm really sorry, I thought you were someone else. And I said to him, well, I am someone else. Another guy I know, I bumped into him, and I said, that's funny, because me and some friends were just talking about you. And he said, you disgust me. And I said, well, we did, as a matter of fact. Anyway, I think it's the spiritual atmosphere. I've been thinking about reincarnation a lot recently and having a bit of a problem. I don't know if I really believe in it. But it's funny, actually, because I used to believe it a lot in my past life. It's a bit like astrology, really. Hard to believe all that funny stuff out there could possibly be true. Tricky for me. I'm a Sagittarius. And we're a bit skeptical about all that kind of thing. Anyway, there's a mother-in-law and a son-in-law, and they're having a meal. The wife's there, everyone. Suddenly, out of the blue, the mother-in-law says, I want to be cremated. And the son-in-law says, great, get your coat. So the mother-in-law knocks at the door, and the son goes down to answer. And the mother-in-law says, do you mind if I stay here for a couple of days? And the son-in-law says, that's no problem at all. And he shuts the door in her face. So anyway, this other guy, he goes to a pharmacy, and he says, can I get some arsenic, please? And the pharmacist says, well, you really need a prescription to get that kind of thing. A picture of your mother-in-law just isn't enough. And there's one other mother-in-law, actually, where the mother-in-law says, look, if you really hate me so much, and you're making all these jokes, why do you actually have my picture on the mantelpiece in the living room? And the son-in-law says, well, it's to stop the children going too near the fire. Thank you very much.